prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Battlefield. There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Hello, welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 19 January 2026. Welcome to this broadcast. You're in for a special treat tonight. You may have heard this lady on the program. It's been 8 months ago or maybe longer. I don't know. Her name is Kelly Collins. She shared her testimony, what she went through, what Christ had done for her. Well, I got to talk to my niece a couple weeks ago, and she knows Kelly's mom and knew Kelly by that. And saying Kelly was still out doing a ministry, a street ministry, so to speak. We'll discuss it in a minute. I want to do this program tonight to give hope to anybody out there who maybe are going through the same situation Kelly went through, maybe just come out of it and need strength and guidance. The program tonight is going to be a testimony to power of Christ, to his saving grace and his powerful blood that saves from sin. We're going to share the testimony tonight. I want to encourage you. Whether you've been through it or not, I never went through what she went through. And I don't know that I could have handled it, to tell you the truth. I wouldn't have known that. I never had to go through it. But she did. By the grace of God, she's still with us and wants to share her story. So bear with us a minute. And that next half hour, as always, we'll take phone calls. If you're out here tonight and you're hurting for whatever the reason may be, whether you brought it on yourself or somebody else brought it on you, so to speak, the healing is still in Christ. It's still the blood that cleanses from sin. It's still by grace through faith that you come to him and your life can be turned around. Now, I understand, folks, our life is not always heaven on earth by any means. Even the best of us go through hurtful times, and most of the time we bring it on ourselves. But either way, I want you to listen to a nice testimony in the broadcast. And if you feel led to call in with a question, comment, or you need prayer right on the air, folks, we'll do that. Do not be ashamed to call in and share something with us. Don't be ashamed. No one here is going to judge you. We're not going to do that. We're here to share the blessings of Christ with you. All of us are sinners saved by grace. All of us, every one of us. I don't deserve the grace I've gotten. I don't deserve salvation. I don't deserve him to die on the cross for me, but his love for us was greater than we could ever understand. So tonight we're going to share a testimony and then take phone calls. But don't forget, we're here. The office is open for you between 9 and 4 about every day of the week. And I'm here on Thursdays, as you know. If you want to call and ask any questions, order anything, give a donation, whatever, the phone lines are open 9 to 4 Eastern at 800-777-4403. 800-777-4403. If you can call long distance, it'll help us if you can do that by calling 304-846-4448. 846-4448. And please feel free to call. If you need to talk to me, call and let somebody know. Let Faith know. She answers the phone. Sometimes Chris will answer during the week also. And they will find me. And I'll call you back as soon as I possibly can. I'm not unreachable. I'm only a servant. I'm not a perfect man. Never was. Made a lot of stupid mistakes. Even after I was saved, I've done a lot of things stupid and rebellious, so to speak, and hurtful to others I didn't even know I was doing. So I'm not a perfect man. So don't think you will call up and be belittled or feel inferior to me, because you're not. I'm saved by the grace, by the blood of Christ, just like everybody else is. Now, our guest tonight is Kelly Collins. Kelly had a testimony. She was on the program several months ago. Maybe she'll remember how long. I don't remember. And she shared her testimony on air, and it touched a lot of people, including me. I do not know, except by Christ alone, how she come through all this. Only by the grace of Christ and the mercy of God did she get through this and come out to where she is today. So I'm not taking credit for it. Kelly's not taking credit for it. We're sharing it because it may bless you. Kelly, are you there?
I am. I'm here.
It is good to have you, sweetheart. How long has it been since you won the last time?
You know, it's been such a so much going on. I can't tell you for sure. I couldn't tell you for certain how many months it's been. But I'd say at least six.
Yeah, I would say so, at least six. But the months go by so fast.
They do.
I mean, a month is like a week used to be to me. I mean, boom. I mean, it's the 19th of January, 2026 already.
I know.
Jeez. But anyway, to get started, we're going to go through what you talked about before, because you have new listeners all the time. Tell us who Kelly Collins is. Give us a kind of a rundown from the beginning that you can remember in your life to when you come to Christ. Go ahead.
Okay, well, first I want to just say a little prayer. I always like to pray before.
Sure.
And I most definitely want to just pray. So let's just go to the Lord. Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you so much, Lord, for all that you've done in my life, for the blood
yes.
that was applied to my heart, and the transformation, Lord, that took place in my life, in my mind, and in my heart. And I just want to give all the glory and all the honor to you, Lord, for everything. And so, Father, I just pray that as I testify to your goodness and to you bringing me through so many things, Lord, in order to be able to be for your glory, I pray, Lord, that your word would be what comes forth, and that the ears would be opened, and that there might just be one, Lord, if there's one out there tonight that could get some hope from my story, or that would be touched from it, Lord, to want to know you more. I just pray, Lord, that the opportunity would be there. And so, Lord, we just want to thank you and give you all the praise, all the glory, and the honor. And it's in Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, you go right ahead, sweetheart.
Okay. Well, I'm 45 years old, like I said, and I've lived a life probably with so many ups and downs that when I get into telling my story, I feel like I should be probably in my 80s or 90s. You know, I lived a hard life. And like you said in the beginning, a lot of it is our choices. A lot of times, you know, we get ourselves into things and we want to blame everybody except for ourselves, except for taking accountability, you know, for our own actions. But I know firsthand what it's like to come from a background and to come from a family where you really have nothing but hardships. You don't really have a lot of good stories. You don't really have a lot of hope that you can carry on with you into your adulthood from. My mom and dad, I'm a child of two. It was me and my brother. I was the oldest sibling, and he's a couple years younger than me. And my mom and dad, you know, they were really young whenever they had me. And they also, you know, made a lot of mistakes. They were involved in a lot of alcohol use and some drug use. And my home was very violent. Coming up, there was always a fight going on. Someone was getting hurt all the time. That was nothing new, you know, in my childhood. Saw my mom and dad fight one another. I saw them fight with others. To the point of, you know, as a young girl, I had no idea what love actually was supposed to look like. I even had fought with my parents. I would get in the middle of their fights thinking that I might could help my mom or that I might could make it stop and end up getting into some fights with my dad, you know, where there was a lot of physical abuse there. So, yeah, you know, those were tough days. And I didn't really have a good upbringing to show me the right way to go, to show me any kind of hope or just right standing, you know, a right standing life with the Lord. I didn't really have much of that. My grandmother, I would have to say, would be the only, she was the only root that I had in my family that was rooted in Christ. And she was a God-fearing woman, and she did everything that she could. But it wasn't much that she could do in those days to keep me or my brother from being subjected to a lot of things that no kid should ever have to be subjected to. So as a young adult, I was full of anger. I was full of rage. And I just felt like it was me against the world and the world against me. Everything I come by, I had to fight hard for. I couldn't have been further from the truth as to what love was supposed to look like or what it actually was. So I spent most of my life looking for someone to fill that void, for someone to love, you know, to love me in the way that every person wants to be loved. I started having sex at the age of 14, moved out and was living with my first husband by the age of 15. You know, I went to my mom and was like, I want to live with him. I don't want to live here anymore. And at that time, you know, she said, okay, well, that'd be a lot less aggravation for me. So just go ahead and pack your bags and there's the door. Because I wasn't the easiest teen to deal with by that time. I had seen so much that I thought I was grown and no one could tell me anything. And so, you know, yeah, I moved out. Moved into my own place at the age of 15 with my first husband, who at the time was about 25 years old. Became pregnant, had my first daughter at 16, had my second child at 18. By the time I was 21, I was on my second marriage and had three children. I worked Monday through Fridays, did what I had to do to make ends meet, and then from Friday till Sunday, I would stay on some sort of substance. A lot of times, a couple of different substances: alcohol and marijuana, or alcohol and pain pills, or alcohol and cocaine. It always involved alcohol, and it always usually involved something else, whatever I could.
Again, Kelly, how did you take care of your children when you were on this substance? I mean, how were the children taken care of?
Well, you know, I know a lot of people would refer to it as a functioning addict. You know, I was one of those moms where I was doing the house cleaning, I was doing the cooking, I was giving the baths, I was doing the homework, and I was doing it all high. And for someone who, you know, who doesn't know anything about being under some sort of substance addiction, and you don't have any experience with that, it's probably hard for someone to imagine that you could do all of those things. But the truth is, I did all of those things. And my children were raised with love, like the only love I knew to give at the time. You know, their needs were met. They did see a lot of things that you don't want your children to see. And my oldest three children, they did go through a lot of things as children that no child should ever see. I repeated a lot of the mistakes that my parents made, a lot of the fighting, a lot of the anger would come out, and my children would be subjected to that a lot of the times. You know, I had this mindset that it was my way or the highway, and if there was someone in my life that wasn't doing what I needed them to do or what I wanted them to do, and I couldn't control it, then I would remove them, even if it meant by force. You know, I got a background that I'm not proud of at all. Probably, I don't even know how many. I know at least 12 to 15 assault charges on there. The majority of those being on men. You know, I was really, just really angry. That's really the best way I know to describe it. I didn't trust anyone. Everyone that I'd ever loved, I felt like had hurt me or had let me down in some way. I felt like I went at life pretty much alone. And so I tried doing everything on my own and doing it alone. I pushed out everybody that did care for me and that did love me. And then those that I came in contact with, you know, it just wasn't a good scenario most times with all of them. And my children were there. They saw a lot of fighting, a lot of arguing, a lot of things that you know, I wish they would have never seen. I praise God for the fact that, you know, the Lord's word says that he will work all things to the good for those who love him and are called according to his purpose.
And, you know, Kelly, I got to say this. You come from a background much worse than what I did. But even being a parent who was a Christian at the time, I got a lot of things wrong. So I understand what you did maybe exceeded in some ways, but I'm talking to everybody here tonight, we've all failed in the eyes of God. Our righteousness are filthy rags. And I made a lot of dumb mistakes rearing my three sons. I've done a lot of things wrong, maybe shouldn't have done. I had to repent of them and try to grow in Christ. So what you're saying is so true for everybody. But what you went through, though, you can't justify what you did, but it's more understandable than what I went through and did. Just things probably just as bad in some ways, if not worse, and I had no excuse for it. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's one of those things. As a parent, you don't see the wrong that you're doing. You know, I looked at it as my kids were great, and they made great grades in school. They were fed. They had pretty decent clothes on their backs. They had a decent home to live in. Their needs, their basic needs were met. So I thought my job as a mom was covered. I was doing pretty good. When really I was doing a lot of harm. More, I've learned more over the past few years about the extent of what my bad choices, you know, did do to my children
and
myself.
You can do harm intending to do good.
Yes.
In ignorance. Yes, you can. Go ahead.
Yes. So, needless to say, my children did end up getting removed from the home. My oldest three, who are now in their late 20s to mid 20s, those three children, my two oldest daughters and my son, they got removed from, taken from me and put with my mom. And then, you know, me and my mom's relationship, it was pretty non-existent. You know, we didn't have a good relationship at all. And so my kids went from being with my mom to actually being taken from her and placed with their dad for a while. And through all that, I pretty much, I tell you, I didn't care whether I was alive or dead. You know, I didn't see the things that I was doing that I needed to take credibility for, that I needed to own up to. I still was stuck in that mindset of woe is me. You know, I grew up and I didn't have this and I didn't have that and this was done to me and so it's everybody else's fault. You know, And it's sad, but we allow ourselves to get defeated by our own thinking. You know, we defeat ourselves a lot of times in our minds, and we just settle for the stigma that a lot of people have put on them in this world. You know, if you come from a poor family, then you're never gonna be prosperous, or those sort of things. So I had pretty much settled for the fact that I was a nobody, and that I had been through so much hell as a child that I couldn't expect anything more. And you know, I just gave in to the life of drugs and alcohol. I just submerged myself in it, and I obtained quite a bit of a bad record with the cops, and did some time in jail, in and out. I mean, I went in and out so much there for a while that in a few different counties, you know, they knew me by my first name basis. Got really acquainted with the authority in several different counties. Like I said, I was a pretty angry young woman, and I did a lot of things that I could say I regret. I'm not going to say that I have regrets, because I now know that that journey made me who I am. The Lord brought me through those things. He allowed me to endure those things for a reason. It wasn't for nothing. You know, would I do it different if I could go back? Of course. Of course I would. But, you know, I've been through so many things, you know, rape. I've faced that. And homelessness, I've faced that. And overdose, I've been in that situation where I almost lost my life several times. The Lord has spared me. And it was for a purpose, and it wasn't for any other reason but for these days that I'm living right now. And that is for me to be able to look at people who know me from the past and those who don't, and be able to be a testimony to what His love and what His goodness will do for a person that will give their life over to Him.
And, well, what and you're saying is God took a really disturbing past and took a life that was caught up in a lot of anger, bitterness, and sometimes we all call self-pity. We all do that. And yeah. Brought it out in a good way through you. You let Him mold you to use your past experiences to share with other people who are going through the same thing or still living the same thing. That's why I'm doing the program tonight, people, so we can maybe reach somebody out there who's going through the same situation, come through the same situation, maybe are living home with moms and dads that are fighting each other and beating each other, and who knows what hell's going on, all kinds of hell going on, maybe that we don't know about, but Christ does. And the hope is in Christ, not in us, not in Kelly, not now, but in Christ. So if you're going through that, next half hour, please don't be ashamed to call and talk to us. We can pray with you. We can help you. Maybe Kelly give some insight that I don't know about, how to get your life back on track. If you're living in the streets, if you're living on high on drugs or booze or whatever it is, do not be ashamed of the fact that you've done it. Repent of it and just heal it in Christ, okay? Go ahead, Kelly.
Yeah, I mean, I want everybody and anybody that might be listening to really to understand that, you know, I have been in a place where I didn't feel that I was ever going to be anything but just trash, you know. Everybody that that I had, that I'd come in contact with, or that I was had a relationship with, they had not seen nothing but bad. And as humans, we judge, you know, we judge others, whereas we're not supposed to, you know. But we do. We count people out. I was that girl that everyone said she'll never make it. You know, she'll never get her life together and be sober. You know, I was pretty self-sufficient. I was able to make it out here in this world and get my basic necessities, you know, met. Now, there was a time, like I said, where I reached homelessness, and I was homeless on the street for some time, you know, because we can only get ourselves so far, you know. We think that we have the success that we have, or that we are able to do what we're able to do because of our own selves. But that's just simply a lie. Without the Lord, you can only get so far in this.
Would it be safe to say that you reached pretty much bottom?
I did. I mean, I didn't want to live. I remember being at a point where I was staying in a house. I didn't have any power, any water. Couldn't see my kids. I didn't have a relationship with my children. They pretty much didn't want much to do with me. I remember just crying out to the Lord and saying, "Lord, just let me die. You know, I don't have enough courage in me to take my own life." And I knew I didn't. I didn't have enough courage to do that, but I didn't want to live.
And that was a blessing, by the way. That was a blessing that you didn't.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't. I have to say, I was honest with the Lord, and I told him, you know, I simply can't take my own life or I would do it. I can't do it. I don't have enough courage to do it. So will you please do it? Will you take me from here? I don't want to be here, you know, anymore. It seemed like every time I would get up and try to move forward, I would get a little bit accomplished, maybe get to work somewhere, maybe get some money coming in, maybe get stability as far as having a place to live and everything. But it would always only be for just a moment, and then everything would just blow up. You know, there would be someone in my life who would either be abusive to me, or they would be someone come along that I put my trust in. See, that was one of the mistakes that I made, you know, most of my whole life, is I looked to somebody else to fill a void that only Jesus can fill. I looked to my children to fill a hole in my heart that only Jesus can fill. I mean, I made my children an idol. You know, I cared enough to go to work and to do what I needed to do to meet their basic needs. But when it comes to giving God time, I did not. You know, I everything else in my life was important but Him.
Well, would you say that there's an old song out, looking for love in all the wrong places.
That's
you didn't
it.
Know what true love is, so you went through the same thing. You were looking for love in different places and no fulfillment at all.
Exactly. And looking for acceptance. A lot of my life, too, that's what I did. I was looking for acceptance. I wanted to be accepted by my family. I wanted to be accepted by those that I looked up to. And, you know, that is so damaging, because the more you stay in a pattern of just seeking acceptance from others, then the longer it takes for you to get to a place where you can realize who you truly are and accept accountability for some things that you have to do. It took many, many years. But
hang on
to
the break. After the break, we're going to very quickly share how you come to know Christ. What you're doing now. And folks, I'm going to play a beautiful song for you. Just listen to it very carefully. It applies to Kelly, it applies to me, it applies to you. Don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775, or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you, you can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Herd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E. N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Folks, we're going to start taking phone calls in a few minutes. If you want to call and have prayer or need prayer, something to pray about specifically, we just want to say hello and say I'm out here and you'd like to maybe call back tomorrow and talk to me, you're welcome to. Our phone line rings between 9 and 4 every day. Eastern Time at 800-777-4403. If somehow you're on the street and hearing this and don't have a telephone, somehow or another, or you can't make long-distance call, you feel free to call the toll-free number. And I will call you back as soon as I possibly can, because believe me, I have failed my Savior many, many times. I've done things in the past I'm totally ashamed of, very ashamed of. And no matter how good I thought I was, my righteousness was filthy righteousness and still is. So don't think you're calling somebody walking in perfection, because I'm not. Only one man did that. He was crucified and rose from the dead for you and I to pay for our sins. So you want to call tomorrow and talk to me, or even tonight, ask prayer on the radio, you feel free to call 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. We want to hear from you. I'll get your phone calls just about 10 minutes, so that's a promise. Now, Kelly, very quickly, tell the folks how you come out of this hellhole and come to Christ.
Well, one day I had just gotten to the point where I was like, you know what? I knew about Jesus, but I didn't know much more than just who he was and what everybody said he had came here and did. I'd been to church just a few times, and I thought, okay, you know, I'm gonna give it a try. So I actually got a friend of mine to come and meet me and drive me to a church, which I'm still a member of that church today. And this was probably about 12, 13 years ago. And I just went in that church, and there was nobody in there. I didn't think. My pastor and some few others was in the basement. I didn't find that out till later. But I went in the church, and boy, I began to pour my heart out to the Lord. And I was in there. The lady that took me over, she said you could hear plumb outside. I was screaming and shouting and just really just going back and forth, and and talking with the Lord, and I just poured everything out, and I just told him, you know, if you're real, and you can help me to be different, if you can help me to change, if you can help me to want to live this life, then I'm going to need you to show me. I need you, you know. At that time, they had me on medications. The doctors was trying to say that I was bipolar and that I was schizophrenic. They were trying to treat me for all sorts of things. And I remember crying out to the Lord, and I said, you know what, Lord, I'm not bipolar and I'm not schizophrenic. I'm either on the right side or I'm on the wrong side. But I can't be on both sides. It don't work that way. So I need you. And from that day forth, you know, the Lord Jesus came into my heart that day. He saved me that day. And I know that he did, because the evidence in my life, few months after that, I look back now and I remember just little things. Like, I began to stop cussing so much. I cleaned my mouth up. Didn't even realize it wasn't something I was even making an effort to really do. It just happened. Because I used to cuss like a sailor. I mean, you know, and it just happened. Like, my mouth, my language, it just cleaned up. And I found myself wanting to go to church and be a part of things that had to do with the house of the Lord and get involved within that. And the Lord began to restore relationships in my life. Me and my mom and me and my children, we began to start relationships, new relationships, and they were real. It was really good. Like, you could see the Lord working in every single detail, in every single part of my life. But just like so many, you know, I thought it was a one and done kind of thing, but that was just it. That I'd made it, and that was it. And I couldn't have been more wrong, and that couldn't be further from the truth. You know, when the Lord comes in and he saves us, there's work there on our part that has to be done. Like, you know, he says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, by the washing of the word. You know, you have to fill yourself with the word of God in order for him to transform you into his likeness even more so each day. It's a process. You know, it's a sanctification process that takes place. It doesn't. For some, they get all cleaned up in a matter of no time, and for some, it takes a while. And I was one of those that it took several years. You know, I did really good for several years. I stayed clean and sober for several years. And then, you know, I had some big problems come up, those big speed bumps that come up in life, and I didn't know how to deal with them correctly because I wasn't applying the Word of God to my life. I wasn't getting up and making it a point to fill myself with his word. So I ended up resulting back to my old habits. I ended up relapsing. And as the word of God also says, that there's a mighty fall that comes with that. And it was. I almost lost my life again to drugs and alcohol. You know, I simply did not put in the work. Like, I thought that just proclaiming to know him was enough, that was going to keep me from having a life like I had. And that was, like I said, that couldn't be further from the truth. That's the biggest lie, you know, that we hear from a lot of religious people. You have to feed on the Word of God. You have to have a relationship with the Lord. You have to make it a point to put him into your life and make him a priority. You know, Jesus went to the cross and he died on that cross, and he would have did it if it was only just for me.
Amen.
You know, but he would have went there and he would have died on that cross just for me. And
yes,
it took me a long time for the Lord to actually, you know, show me the love that he has for me. But it's the same love that he has for everybody. It's an unselfish love. It's there's no conditions with God. You know, I use with my ministry, Jesus Meets, I use the scripture 139:8 that says, if I go up to the heavens, you are there. And if I make my bed in the pits of hell, you are there. Because Jesus meets us right where we are. You know, we don't get all cleaned up and then come to Jesus.
Amen. That's very true. Very true.
And so, yeah, I just, You know, I lived my whole life thinking that I wasn't worth anybody even taking the time. But what I didn't realize is that the only person that mattered had already took that time for me, and that was Jesus.
Amen to that. And he didn't do it because we were worth it. He did because he loved us and gave us grace for it.
Yes.
Amen. We're not worthy after we're saved either, but it's still the grace of Christ that counts. I want to tell the people how they can help you in your ministry, how they can contact you. But I want to play a song for them now, Kelly. I know you heard it. A lot of folks maybe have never heard this. It's an older hymn, an old Southern gospel hymn entitled Spill the Blood by the Inspiration. Now, if you hear me get happy, it's okay. But the more I really understand, it's only by his blood and by his grace that I made it thus far. It's the only way we'll make it through to the end also. So listen to the words of this song, please. Back at the break with your phone calls, and Kelly, wrap up what you want to share with you. Go ahead and play, please, Todd.
Once I wandered in sin's black night, there was no way to make my wrongs right. Then the old accuser to the Lord did cry, he is a sinner, and now he must die. Then I heard a voice say, Father, I'll go, and I'll pay his sin debt in Calvary's flow. I'll bear in my body the marks of save this child who is sin sick and lost. And it's still the blood that saves from sin.
Amen.
It's still
Hallelujah.
The blood that cleanses within.
Hallelujah.
From the highest star in heaven to the depths of the sea, it is still the blood of Jesus that brings victory to me. There are those who rely on works that they do, and some men count on the times they prayed through. But when the battle's over and victory, of the Father's only Son.
Amen.
And it's still the blood that saves from sin. It's still the blood that cleanses within. From the highest star in heaven to the depths of the sea, it is still the blood of Jesus that brings victory to me. And it's still the blood that saves from sin. It's still the blood that cleanses within. From the highest star in heaven to the depths of the sea, it is still the blood of Jesus that brings victory to me.
Amen. Folks, that's the old-time gospel, and it is gospel. It's still the blood that makes a difference. The phone lines are very quiet tonight. I have no idea why, but we're here. 717-300-1698. It's still the blood that cleanses from sin. The same blood that cleansed me still cleanses others today. It's an never-ending flow of grace and forgiveness through the blood of Christ for those accepting. No matter what you've done, no matter what you've been into, no matter what kind of life you lived or are living, it's still the blood that can purify you. Again, 717-300-1698. Kelly, tell the folks very quickly about your ministry and how they can help or contact you.
Okay, well, I definitely want to let the listeners know that there's a couple of programs that I went through that helped me get to where I'm at. The first one was Grace Home. It's a Christian retreat for women down in South Carolina. They have a website. It's a 90-day program. You can go on and go through, and they give you the tools, and they help you to begin to build a relationship with the Lord. And there's another one here in North Carolina, and that one is called Bethel Colony of Mercy. They've got a campus for men, and they have a campus for women, and they also have a website. So I encourage anyone who may feel like they might need some help, these places will help. They help you get to a place where you can just focus on your relationship between you and the Lord, and they help you with the tools to be able to do that as well. So I just wanted to mention those. And the Lord has very graciously blessed me to be able to give back to my community and to the surrounding community through what I like to call my ministry Jesus Meets, because like I said, Jesus meets us where we're at. He always did me, even if it was in the hospital room or on the side of the road in the ditch, or whether it's in the church and I'm praising him, he's right there. He meets me where I'm at. And so that's what I like to do. I go out and I minister to those who are homeless. A lot of the time, a lot of the Christian ministries around here, I try to volunteer. And I help them with basic necessities, things that they need. A lot of times I'll try to give food cards, for them to be able to get a hot meal. You can get food cards at McDonald's, and put like $10. I usually put $10 each on them. They really enjoy those. I'm able to help them with a lot of hygiene products and stuff. And this ministry is funded by me and my husband. You know, we tithe into it. I also have a local church here that helps and tithes into my ministry as well. And, you know, the Lord is growing it. I'm telling you, I went from a person who had no hope, had no insight for my future, to a woman who now... I've graduated, got my GED. I'm getting my certifications to be able to have a career in peer support and in mental illness, to be able to help those that are struggling. And I have this ministry that the Lord's blessed me with to be able to go out and help others. And I think that's the most important thing is just for us to get to a place to where we realize, you know what, we might have hard times here. Everybody's going to have hard times, like you said, but we're not going to have it easy. Some have it harder than others. But even in those hard times, the Lord is with us. And if we just put our trust in him and we just put our faith in him, that he's going to bring us through, everything works out for his glory. You know, it's not about us. It's about what Jesus did, and it's about what he wanted us to do, and that is to go and tell as many as we can. You know, I don't want to have to stand before the Lord and say that I missed an opportunity to be able to tell somebody about Jesus that could Amen. Have been their opportunity to be able to make it into heaven. I'm very blessed. The Lord has blessed me so very much with this ministry, Jesus Meets. He's blessed me so much with the transformation of my mind and my heart. He gave me a new heart. I can honestly stand and say that he gave me a heart transplant and a brain transplant. And it may not have been one that I went under the knife to get, but it was one that I'm very, very grateful that I got.
Well, you got a new heart in Christ and renew your mind in Christ. That's a whole new makeover.
Yeah, that's right.
The outside may look the same, but the inside is brand new.
That's right. That's right.
And folks, that's available to you also. And nobody's calling tonight. If you have a testimony you want to call in and share, please do. I know people are listening intently. That's why I'm not calling. If you want to call, you're not interrupting us. You're part of the family. 717-300-1698. So is there a way people can contact you by email or something if you want to talk to you, donate to you, whatever?
Sure. I don't mind putting my phone number out. My telephone number is 828-358-5617, and I'm available to pray with you, to talk with you, maybe just to listen. A lot of times people just want someone to listen. I'd be more than happy to do that. If there's any way that I could help someone at all, in the direction of pointing towards the Lord. I'm here for that. My email is Kelly Arnett, which is KellyArnette, 0307 at iCloud.com. And you're, feel free to email me on there. Yeah, you can feel free to email me or call me, either one. And Pastor Butch, I'm still trying to get me a card set up for people to be able to donate. Like I said, a lot of these that helps and donates now, they call me up and I meet them, and they're close enough to where I can just meet them. Or you, like you did before, you sent it to me, and that worked out really, really well. We just got done doing some Christmas bags for them for Christmas, and it was such a blessing. I believe we were able to bless at least about 20 to 25 people with some bags with new towels and washcloths and just different things like that. So it was really great.
And folks, again, her phone number, write this down. She doesn't mind giving it out, so I'll help her. 828-358-5617. That's 828-358-5617. If you want to send her $5, $50, or $100, or whatever, you can send it to me, and I promise y'all, Fort Kelly, we can get her, excuse me, her address. It's kind of hard to catch on the air sometimes. So if you want to send it to the ministry, you know, you have my address, say, this is for Kelly. I promise you she'll get it. But you can call her again at 828-358-5617. I would love to see you flood her phone lines. I'd love for her to pick up messages tomorrow, and I'll call you back. This has been a program, folks, that was meant to be a blessing to everyone because of the hope of the Christ and his blood. It's also meant for all those out there that are living in troubling life times right now, troubling. Maybe you're not involved in all these things. Maybe life's troubled some other way. Maybe you lost a loved one and don't know how to handle it. I'm here to help. Kelly's here to help. That's what we do as believers. Don't look for perfection in us. It's not there. But the hope is in us. His name is Jesus. Again, her number is 828-358-5617. And Kelly, by the way, before you forget this, folks, tomorrow night I have Dr. Rodrigo Rodriguez on. In my mind, probably one of the top 10 doctors in the world today that can help you with anything you may have a problem with. So he'll be joining us tomorrow night, Dr. Rodrigo Rodriguez. Now, Kelly, we're down about the last 4 minutes or so here. What do you want to say in closing?
I just want to say that there is definitely benefits to trusting in Christ and in Jesus. If you've tried every other way and it's not working, try Jesus.
Well, I can say this with all sincerity. Nothing else is going to work, folks, like this will. Nothing. No. Go ahead, Kelly.
Yeah, prayer. Yep. If you want to get some things done and you want to see some change, do it in prayer. Prayer Amen. Works. It really does work.
Yes, it does. And Christ, God hears your prayers by Jesus, by the name of Jesus. He hears your repenting prayers of a sinner. He cares. And as Kelly cried out in the church, if you're real, help me. She cried out in sincerity and repentance and needing help and hope that she couldn't find anywhere else. It's the same for you. And I know we don't get a coverage type of information very often in this program. We're called different directions. But tonight was a night that I want to minister to you. Wednesday night will be kind of the same thing, just you and I. But Kelly Arnett, Kelly Collins now, is sharing her heart, pouring that before you, earnestly pleading with you to turn to Christ, at least seek help. And if we can help you, we will. Again, the number is 828-358-5617. Kelly, I want to thank you for your stand for Christ and the courage you displayed with this. I know that you've experienced things that most people never experience, but I'm glad you let the Lord take that experience and turn to his glory and to edify the body of Christ. Thank you for doing that.
Thank you, Butch. Thank you for letting me tell my story. And like I said, I just pray there was maybe one person that could maybe get some hope from it. It'd make it all worth it.
Amen. One soul is worth more than the whole world, folks. I'm talking about your soul. My soul, everybody's soul. But one soul is worth more than a whole world. It'll profit you nothing to gain the world and lose your soul. Nothing. Eternity, apart from God and eternal damnation, is not pleasant to think about. And there is no hope to beat that rap, so to speak, except through Christ, because Satan, the accuser, is accusing before God right now. And Christ said, Father, I'll go in his place. I'll suffer the death I'll suffer the penalty of death, hell, and the grave, and return triumphant with victory in me for those who will follow. It's free. It's free. It doesn't cost you a penny. You don't owe Kelly a penny. You don't owe me a penny. You can't buy it. We can't sell it to you. It's a gift given to Christ. And Kelly, again, God bless you, sis, for your courage and for your tenacity. And please, if you would, email me your address one more time or text it to me. I do want to send you another gift as soon as possible, okay?
All right. I sure will.
So be sure and send it to me, email it to me, whatever you can do. Just get it to me, and I will see that if anything comes in with your name on it, I'll forward it right to you. How's that?
I know you will. That sounds great.
All right, sweetheart. We love you. And I mean that. If you're ever up our way, bring your hubby with you, and I'll just buy you both a hamburger. Like I said, take out that fancy restaurant like McDonald's. No, I'm just kidding. But anyway.
All right.
You're welcome to come. Well, you're welcome to come and claim your gift. It's just waiting on you.
All right. Thank you so much, brother. I pray that the Lord just continue to bless and keep you and your family. And if there's anything ever that I can do for you, you just don't hesitate. Reach out and let me know.
Well, a fried chicken.
All right. I can do some. I'm a pretty good fried chicken maker.
All right, sis. Have a wonderful night, and I'll be in touch in the future. Please send me information to me again. I'll take it from there.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you. God bless
you. Bye-bye.
And folks, down the last few seconds here, I'm surprised the phone did not ring. Not anybody, which usually means people are listening very closely. I hope tonight's broadcast has given you hope or made you appreciate more what Christ did for us. I repent about every day for the things I've done in the past. Some things I didn't even remember doing, it comes to mind, and I repent of them. Not that I've been forgiven for them, but I tell the Lord, I'm so sorry I felt in that instance and whatever it may be. Maybe I didn't rear my three sons in a way I should have all the time. Maybe I said things are hurtful to them. That's very possible. I'm only a man. But I don't want to leave this world without telling anybody that I may have offended that I'm sorry, because I make mistakes. By the grace of Christ, I am saved and born again, a new creature in him, but only by his grace. We're open. We're around tomorrow. If you need us, give us a call. We love you. Good night.
Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.